Today we are fortunate to be addressed by the Premier on the topic of growing the state and addressing future challenges. It is, Mr. Premier, a Chinese curse to live in interesting times. It must therefore be even more extreme, and a more extreme curse, to be charged with responsibility of governing in such times, and our times are extremely interesting. Some of that interest is driven by, hopefully, short-term issues such as the credit crisis, while others are long-term, such as the need to break the community's addiction to carbon and solving transport bottlenecks caused by economic success and population growth. The worst predictions in relation to climate change are such that even if they ultimately prove to be unduly pessimistic, action and strong action is required to address the potential risk. While the debate may rage as to the accuracy of these predictions, the sensible conservative approach is to plan on the basis that the adverse predictions are correct. If time proves them to be wrong, the cost of such action will be small in comparison to the costs which would be incurred if nothing is done and they are correct. If they are correct, irreversible damage to our economy and lifestyle will have occurred, and it will not be possible to repair the further damage caused while we await the outcome of the debate. The need for action arises at a time of global slowdown, induced by both a credit squeeze caused by poor lending practices in the United States and a dramatic increase in the price of oil. Given the need for immediate action, the challenges for government at both state and federal level is to lead in a way which will ensure that the private sector embraces the new opportunities for investment. This must be done while ensuring that the rate of change does not either stifle the economy or cause the less fortunate in our community to suffer unduly as a consequence of the need for change. Changes are likely to be required across a range of industry sectors, including transport, water, social infrastructure, education, and research. The Premier, in his current role, and before that as Treasurer, has been in the vanguard of driving change. While he has held these very senior roles, the government has ensured that EastLink was successfully delivered ahead of time as a public-private partnership, ignited a productive discussion of immediate transport needs by commissioning the report of Sir Rod Eddington, delivered significant improvement in the existing transport infrastructure, encouraged investment in technology designed to reduce carbon emissions from burning ground coal for the generation of electricity, delivered or has in progress a host of public social infrastructure projects such as the Women's Hospital, recently completed, the Royal Children's Hospital, currently underway, new prisons, the new county courts, schools, and the convention centre, which is becoming more dominant on our skylines every day. Also, the government has improved the research capacity of the state by, for example, the construction of a synchrotron adjacent to Monash University, and is currently procuring the delivery of a state-of-the-art biosciences facility to be constructed at La Trobe University. All of these achievements would have been viewed 20 years ago as startling given the short time in which they have been procured or will be procured. However, in the context of the interesting times in which we live, it seems that this pace of change is likely to accelerate to meet the community's current challenges. Of course, the art of politics is to effect change while bringing the community with you. This requires a constant consideration of the balance between ensuring that the rate of change is appropriate and maintaining the community support for that change. The Premier's recent success in ensuring additional water allocation to Victorian farmers is an example of the application of political skill addressing the delicate balance between the competing needs for change and ensuring that no sector of the community is forced to change at an unacceptable rate. Accordingly, today's topic canvasses both critical issues. First, growing the state, and secondly, addressing the challenges. Premier's experience as Treasurer and subsequently as Premier places him in a unique position to deal with these issues, and I ask that you join with me in welcoming the Premier, the Honourable John Brumby.